Dafnun Dalet Amid Aleph, Perek Chi, Perek Haroya. And the Mishnah will discuss various brachas that we make in different occasions. Haroya Malkim Shanasa by Nisim Lisrael, if he sees a place where Nisim were done to call Israel, Oimer Baruch Shahasa, Nisim Lam Yisena, but Malkim Hazeh. He makes a bracha that Baruch, giving Shevav Haido, that Hashem created these Nisim for our forefathers in this place. So Yisrael says that this bracha is like other brachas and has to have a Shem of Malchus, as Baruch to Hashem, Elkeinu Melech HaOlam. It's made with that type of Hashem of Malchus, like other brachas, other Rishonim argue, but this is the Shita of Tosfos and many Rishonim. And similarly, with the brachas that are listed in the Mishnah that follow, also it has to be with Hashem of Malchus. Malkum Shenek Remeno Akum, if he sees a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted from the land, Oimer Baruch Sh'akar Akum Eretz Sein, he makes a bracha, praising Hashem, that Avodah Zarah was uprooted from our land. Allah Zikim, the Gemara will define what Zikim is. Allah Zalva is on earthquakes, Allah Rim on thunder, Allah Ruch is on winds, Allah Brokim on lightning, Oimer Baruch Sh'akaycha Ugvarasa Mali Oilam, fills his strength, his Gvura, fills the land. Allah Harim, Val HaGvoyes, on majestic mountains and hills, Val HaYomim, and on the seas, Val HaNoras, and on rivers. And Taisa says rivers doesn't mean every river, any river. Taisa refers to Dafke, the four Noras that are in the Pasuk, the Chidek, El Pras, Vachule. It's not all rivers. Other Shem say it means other majestic rivers and strong web, large rivers as well, but it's only on the special ones that he makes a bracha. He makes a bracha of Alamid Boris and on the deserts, Oimer Boruch, Oise Bereshis, or Maise Bereshis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Haroi is a Yamagorol, if he sees the Yamagorol, Oimer Boruch Shasa as a Yamagorol. Bismanch Royal Aprokit, and these brachas are mentioned when he sees it from time to time, not when he sees it all the time, or regular, but from time to time. The Gemara defines that from a period, if he sees it after an interval of 30 days or more. But that does not refer to the cases of thunder and lightning, etc. Those he makes, even if he does not see it, if he sees it infrequently, even within the 30 days, because, as Mefarshim speak out, those are, it's not the same thunder that or lightning that he sees today that he saw yesterday or 2 days ago or 5 days ago. Whereas the mountain, obviously, it's the same, so there has to be a time interval for it to be considered special, for him to give the special praise to Hashem. Alek Shomim Val Psuras Toivos, when the rain comes, the needed rains, other Psuras Toivos, Aymer Baruch HaToyva Meitiv. He makes a Baruch HaToyva Meitiv, Val Psuras Rois, on bad tidings, Aymer Baruch Dynamis. He says Dynamis. Bona Bais Chadosh, he builds a new house, Kona Kelim Chadoshim, or buys new articles, Aymer Baruch Shechayana, Vikimana, Vigyana, Lizman, Azeh. Mivorach HaLaro, Min Allah Toiva. He makes a Baruch on bad that could lead to good, and good that could lead to bad. The Gemara will give examples of these cases. If a person cries out in tefillah on an event that has already occurred, that's considered tefillah shav because the event has happened already. For instance, my mission explains, if his wife was expecting, and he says, he davens that should be a boy, a zocher, or is it tefillah shav? Because identity is already determined. Another example is, and he is crying from the city, and he's mispalol that this should not be in his house. Again, an event occurred already. Or is it tefillah shav? Hanechnas l'krach, a person comes into a city, he makes two brachas. Achas b'knisasa, one when he comes into the city, v'achas b'tziyasa, when he leaves the city. Ben azayemar arba, shtayim b'knisasa, shtayim b'tziyasa. He makes four brachas, two when he comes in. So before he enters the city, he makes a tefillah, he mispalal that he should come b'sholom. When he entered peacefully, he gives thanks to Hashem that he entered peacefully. And when he departs, the same type of thing. When he's departing, he makes a bracha, he's mispalel, that he should leave in peace. And when he does leave peacefully, he gives Shevach Hoido that he was successful and he left peacefully. So Benazai Amar Arba Shtayim Knisav Shtayim Tziyos Noisen Hoido Al Shavar V'Tzoyik Alos. Mishnah continues, Chai, Varam Levorach Ala Roho, Kishem Shavorach Ala Toiv. A person has to be Mevorach for not only good, but also for bad. Shenemar Vahavtas Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha. B'chol, so it says, B'chol Levavcha. Now the Mishnah is going through the drosha till we get to the point that we're trying to prove, but it brings down the Pasuk and darshans the Pasuk. It says, Vahavtas Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha. So it says, Levavcha, it doesn't say, Livcha Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha. Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Ra, with his two, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, he serves Hashem. He serves Hashem with his Yetzer Hara as well. If he has a bad inclination, he has a certain taiva for certain things, he tries to channel that to avoid his Hashem. Or he, another interpretation is by suppressing his evil, his inclinations and his desires, that is, avoid his Hashem with the Yetzer Hara. V'chol nafshecha afilu noitales nafshech, v'chol moidecha, we continue drab, v'chol memoincha, with all of your money. Davar acher, and here is the proof that we're coming to, davar v'chol moidecha, v'chol mida umida shu moidedlai, how he moidedlai, with every measure, whatever measure he meets out to you, whatever measure that's given, whether it's good or bad, you give thanks to Hashem, so you're mevorech, not only a taiv, this is the proof, you're mevorech al ra as well. The Mishnah continues on with new halachas, with different halachas that are nageya to the kavod that has to be given to the Har HaBayis and to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yei kol adam es roish keneged shara mizrach, a person should not have kolos roish, to be with a frivolity, lightheaded, when he is on the shara mizrach, the eastern gate of Har HaBayis, because it's mechuvin, it's opposite, Shumachumah can I get Beis Kodesh Kadosh, because it's opposite, it's facing the Beis Kodesh Kadosh, so he has to have the proper Kovid Roish and respect. I knew Halach is Vlei Yikonis Laharabayas, he should not enter with Makloi with his walking stick, Menala with shoes, Pundalsa with a money belt, Ubavik Shal Raglov, and with dirt dust on his feet, Vlei Yasena Kapandaria. And he should not use it as a shortcut. He should not make a shortcut to go to somewhere else. Derech there, it's not kovid rakika, or he should not spit there. Mikal v'chaymer, and spitting certainly kal v'chaymer, that's not kovid. And we know from a kal v'chaymer that cannot be done. Kol chayis mei brachos shebemikdash hayoyimim ad oila. So in the base of mikdash, when they said a bracha, so for instance, as Rashi explains, when they had the bracha, for instance, the shemana esrei choynin das, so. The way we make the bracha is Baruch Hashem Chayin Das. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Baruch Hashem Min HaOilam Baruch Chayin Das. That's how they would say it in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how they would make the bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. They would elaborate on the praises of Hashem. They would say Baruch Hashem Min HaOilam. But Mishakil Kolat Tzedukim, that was originally, but then when the Tzedukim arose and they were Makalkel and they corrupted things, and they said there's only one world, they denied the existence of Olam Haba. Then they made the Takana and then they elaborated the Bracha and they make it clear that there's an Olam Hazeh, there's Olam Haba also, and they said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Min HaOlam Va'ad HaOlam. They elaborated to make it clear that there's an Olam Haba as well. Miskinu, another takana that was made, she Adam Shoyal Es Shlem Chavera B'Shem. When he greets his friend, he should greet him with the Shem Hashem. And that's not considered a lack of covet for the Rebbeinu Shalom. There, Misakin, that he should greet him using the Shem Hashem Shin Nemar. We see that from the Pasuk. V'nei boyas b'ami beis lachem v'yom ala koitzer Hashem imachem. So he used the Shem Hashem in addressing them. V'yom ala yivarech Hashem. Say Shem Hashem again. V'yom ala Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So you see that they greeted each other by using the Shem Hashem. V'yom ala tovuz ki zokna imecha. So this is a minig that from our forefathers. So don't make light and don't disgrace the minhag of our forefathers. If they did this, our imech, of our mother, of our parents, if this is what was done, then we take example from the kadmeinim. It says, we do something that might appear as being made for the Torah, as being connected to Torah, to do lasos l'Hashem, to create peace among people, then we use the same Hashem in greeting the people to create shalom between Bein Adam L'Chaveri, even though this might appear as being mefer Torah Secha, it's lasos l'Hashem, and it's permitted, they made this takana. So coming back to the Gemara, and coming back to the Reisha, the Mishnah, and the Reisha, the Mishnah said that if you see a place, Shanaspa Nisim Lisrol, you make a special bracha, Manani Mili, where do we see Makor for this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, it says, the Pasuk by Yisrael, by Yomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel. So we see that Yisrael made the bracha when he heard the good tidings that the Nes was done for Klal Yisrael. They only make smash, but it's only was done to Klal Yisrael, that it was a nace that was done to the whole nation. But on a personal, private nace, we don't make a bracha. He was traveling through this place every Yamina. Aryeh, he was attacked by a lion. And he was saved from the lion. He had a nace. He came before Rava. Whenever you pass by that place, Baruch, Baruch, Shasal. You make a bracha that Baruch Shasali Neis. So you see, even on a personal Neis, you also make a bracha. And another example, Marbre the Ravina Havako Asal Bepiksa the Arvos, Vitzachala Mayan, he was thirsty for water, he saw Vale Nisa, and he had a Neis, Irele, into the mine, and he had a spring of water was suddenly opened up before him. The Ishni, he drank the water. A wild camel attacked him, and he had a nace that the wall of a house collapsed, and he was able to enter the house, and he was saved from the camel. And whenever he passed by Arvas, that place, Baruch, he made the bracha, Baruch Shasali Nace Paravas of a Gamel. And Kimatl Ritaska the Mechuza, Baruch Baruch Shasali Nace Begamel of Arvas. So you see that you do make a nais, you do make a bracha rather, on a private and a personal nais as well. More answers, Amrei Nisa Durabim Kule Alma Mechayel Baruch. It's true. But there's a difference. This that we said in the Mishnah Haroya means anyone who sees it, anyone who sees that place, anyone who sees that the Mokim Shanasa makes the bracha. So nais that happened to God's Klal Yisrael, so everybody is now makes that bracha. But Anisa the Yachid, if it's a personal nes, then Iyu Chayv the Bruche. He makes the brach, other people don't. And the Goyen brings down the Girs over here that he says not only that he makes the bracha, he brings out from the Girs of Sagainim, he says that Iyu Ubre Ubarbre, him and his son and his grandson, they also make the bracha. And they make the bracha for him as well. Then there's the Yonim the Paiskim, how far does this go? Talmud for a Rebbe, a grandson for a grandfather, a grandfather for a grandson, rather. So how far does it go when we say it extends beyond the person? But in any event, it's only to the person and those immediately, perhaps immediately, who are connected to him. But it's not applicable to all of Klal Yisrael, whereas a nes of the Rabbim, everybody makes that brach. Ton Rabbanon, Haroya Mavres Hayam, if you see the place where Klal Yisrael cross the Yamsuf, Mavres Hayardin, when they cross the Yardin, Mavres Nachle Arnon, or Nachle Arnon, Avne Al Govish, Memorid Beis Choren, the Evan, so we'll see in the Brisa shortly, the Brisa will detail these Nisim, go into these Nisim in great detail. Or the Evan should be Kesh Elizrek Oigmel Chaboshon Yisrael, the stone that he wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael, and there's a Nes and they were saved. And the stone that Moshe sat on when Yeshua did Mochamim Bamalek, the walls of Yericho that were swallowed in the ground. On all of these, you have to give praise, Shevach Hoido, to the Rabbi Nishalayim. So, Bishlam Marvus Hayam, we say Marvus Hayam, Dachsiv. So we know that there was this nes. It's clear. It's often in the pasuk. So we know about this nes that Rabbim make a bracha. Marvus Hayarden, the crossing of the Yarden. Also, it's clearly brought down in the pasuk. Dechsiva yamdu akohanim noise aron bris Hashem b'charava misach hayarden hach b'chol Yisrael oivrim b'charava adasher tamu kol hagoy lav res hayarden. So it says clearly in the pasuk details the gneis of crossing of the Yarden. So we know that these are nisim, and therefore you make a bracha. It's a nes derabit. Ela mavras nachle arnon men nolan. What is the nes of nachle arnon? So we'll go, we'll see in the next year, the Brisa will detail this nes and the other nisim in great detail. We'll see, as is Hashem, on Amud Beis.